Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Now, normally we chat with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, on Tuesdays at noon. Tim is a busy man, so Tim will join us on Thursday at noon, which is honestly even better.
Exactly.
Even more free agency moves to talk to Tim Hasselbeck about, so he'll join us Thursday at 12 p.m. A little bit of breaking NFL news, this coming in from Adam Schefter. The Steelers are signing former Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen, 3 years, $41 million. Don't know what the guarantees are on that contract, but it's up to $41 million. I'm sad about that one, D-Mace.
Yeah.
I wanted Patrick Queen. I wanted him.
He would have been obviously, there's need at the inside backer position. And he would
there's
have been definitely an upgrade at that position. What was it? 3 years, 40-something million?
3 years, $41 million. Yeah. Don't know the guarantees.
Yeah, so I would love to see what the guarantees are. But he would have been a welcomed and a added addition had they been able to get him. But I don't know how much in talks they were with Patrick Queen and his representative, or if they were in talks with him at all, you know.
I want to say it was maybe Paul Kuharsky yesterday, and if it wasn't, I apologize. I did see a report from somebody reputable. Oh, here it is, from Paul Kuharsky. This was yesterday afternoon. I don't believe the Titans are in on Patrick Queen. Now, I don't know why that would be. I don't know if that was because the Titans were in on the Kenneth Murray Jr. sweepstakes. And, of course, the news of late last night, the Titans signed Kenneth Murray Jr., the inside linebacker from the Chargers, former first-round pick. So maybe they viewed Kenneth Murray Jr. as a cheaper option at inside linebacker.
And they could possibly get the same production out of him at a cheaper cost than they would have gotten out of Patrick Queen.
But Patrick Queen is better.
Yeah, based upon what he's
been.
He's
so good.
And you figure he would have fit. Now, this could be.
Denard Wilson?
Yes, this could be, sort of an indictment.
Maybe.
Either way or that.
If anyone knows, Denard Wilson would know.
Exactly. So maybe he wasn't a perfect fit. Based upon the money he probably was wanting and what the Titans were willing to pay at that position. Maybe he just wasn't a perfect fit for that. So, good thing for he did. And it's crazy because he did go to the rival, Pittsburgh Steelers. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. He goes within the division and he gets to play the Baltimore Ravens twice a year, so. Do the Titans see Baltimore this year?
I do not believe that they're on the Titans schedule. Although, how much drama and tea would that be? Titans facing the Ravens in
maybe
the playoffs.
Y'all get to dodge Derrick Henry, at least for the regular season. Because I don't know if they play him or not.
I don't believe so.
But if you get in the playoffs and Baltimore gets in the playoffs, then you may see him. So.
You see enough of your exes when you play the Texans twice a year. My goodness.
You got exes all around here. You got Philadelphia. But it happens. But I think with these
Aaron Brewer in Miami. How about that?
Oh, please let us see Aaron Brewer.
How about that?
Please let us see Aaron Brewer, and he's the starter. Oh, I know Jeffrey Simmons will be licking his chomps. Like, please let me see Aaron Brewer.
It is an away game.
If he's a starter.
What is Miami thinking?
He got to be a backup. It has to be for depth purposes. Now, if they go out and
that deal did not look like a backup kind of center deal. Like, your quarterback has been battered and bruised and concussed more than any other quarterback in the National Football League, and you're going to stick a 125-pound center in front of him?
You know what? Hey, sometimes teams do things for reasons you just don't know. And good for Miami. Because
and
when the Titans play
Brewer.
Him, good for Aaron Brewer. Because when the Titans play him, I expect Jeffrey Simmons to be pushing him into the back of Tua Tagovailoa all day. So good for him for getting another contract.
Yeah,
because
get
as much money as you can because you can't play it a long time.
But say a prayer for Tua Tagovailoa.
Exactly. So, in particular when they play the Titans. So I hope Jeffrey Simmons is, in Tua's lap. every play he can be in his lap.
I could be in Tua's lap.
Yeah, based upon what, yeah, but again.
I'm being dramatic, but I mean, good for Aaron Brewer. Yeah. It is just not a signing that I expected to happen before Derrick Henry, of all people.
Nah, but it's just two different positions, and you never know why individuals or organizations sign a guy to the money they sign him to, so.
So the Titans have made several moves, addressed at least one. I believe the Titans should address at least two cornerbacks, at least in free agency. Titans come to terms with Chidobe Awuzie, and again, at the inside linebacker position, another one that I do believe that the Titans need to add at least one more in free agency, but address one with Kenneth Murray Jr. Demas, it's interesting. The Titans haven't been, at least in the conversation, with a lot of wide receiver talk. And we knew that wide receiver was absolutely a position that they would have to address in free agency and the draft. That even if you draft a receiver, let's say, even if you draft a receiver in the first round, if you draft a receiver in the second round, I still don't think that's enough. I still think the Titans need to address receiver in free agency. And there's been a decent run on receivers, whether it's receivers re-signing with their original teams, like Michael Pittman Jr. signing with the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. Or Gabe Davis signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Hasn't been a whole lot of fodder or gossip or rumors surrounding the Titans at the wide receiver position. The one player that I have seen potentially in alignment with the Titans is Calvin Ridley. But you saw some news at the break that you were telling me about.
Because it seems like New England is heavy on trying to get Calvin Ridley.
Which they should be.
They don't have much, if any at all. But it seems like he prefers to stay in Jacksonville, and they're still in talks. Now, whether they work out a deal or not, I don't know. But I think he sees it as possibly taking a little bit less, but staying with the team with a proven quarterback and a head coach that's really good and a team that is building. And their offense got a little bit better with Gabe Davis. Now, if they can keep Calvin Ridley, you know, not only, again, because I think everything is from Jacksonville's standpoint, and I think from anybody in AFC South, not named Tennessee. I think Tennessee has to work themselves back up in the AFC South before they can start thinking about all this other stuff. I think, but for teams like Jacksonville, Houston, they're thinking, how can we go toe-to-toe with Kansas City? How can we go toe-to-toe with Buffalo? Or how can we go toe-to-toe with Baltimore? Those three teams. Well, from an offensive standpoint, we got to be able to score points. We just have to. Their running game is good, Jacksonville's. Their running game is good. They added Gabe Davis. They have Ingram. They have Christian Kirk. Really good players. They keep Calvin Ridley. I think now it solidifies that offense from a skilled standpoint. Now you have three receivers that you got to account for. Really four because of the tight end.
Does Jacksonville want to keep Calvin Ridley?
I don't know. If he hasn't signed with anybody yet, tells me that they possibly want to keep him, but they know they wouldn't be able they don't want to pay the money that the market may say he deserves, because realistically, based upon what other receivers have gotten, Calvin Ridley is 22, 23, 24, somewhere around there. Uh-huh. You even said you thought it was north of 25.
I thought it could be 25 to 27.
Yeah, so maybe he takes a little bit less to stay in Jacksonville, not the 25, 26, maybe the 22, 23.
Which is still a good bit of cash.
Still a lot of money, but that's the going rate for a good, you know, a really good receiver, or you feel is a really good receiver.
I'm shocked at how the market, at least from the outside looking in, has been for Calvin Ridley, because the report that you saw, it sounded like to me that there were just two teams in on the Calvin Ridley sweepstakes, that it was potentially the Jags, which I don't even know if the Jags want to bring back Calvin Ridley because they just signed Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis to me seemed like kind of the Calvin Ridley replacement, and it would move on from Calvin Ridley. And then it was the Patriots. But if I'm Calvin Ridley, I'm absolutely taking a hometown discount to stay in Jacksonville so I don't have to go to the Patriots. The Patriots are in a rough position right now. They don't have a quarterback. So if I'm Calvin Ridley and I'm looking at it like he'll be 30 this season if he's not 30 already, like I want to go somewhere where I can win.
I don't think Calvin Ridley is – I think Calvin Ridley's like 20 – well, he was a little bit older and we were trying to figure that out. Or was that Jury? Yeah, so he's 29.
29, I think, will be 30 at the start of the season or turns 30 during the season.
Okay.
And he's still playing at a very high level.
Still playing at a high level.
But still, I mean, if I'm 29, 30 years old, I'm looking to be play for a team or stay on a team where I feel like I can win with a quarterback that has some years on him, that has some experience. So if it's just Jacksonville and New England, I don't blame Calvin Ridley for wanting to go back to Jacksonville, but that sounds to me like there hasn't been a whole lot of buzz surrounding him, that his agents haven't gotten a whole lot of calls about him. And if I'm the Titans, I'm making that call.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, based upon, you know, reports. The report I was reading, it said the Patriots are making a serious push to sign free agent wide receiver Calvin Ridley, but he prefers to stay with the Jaguars and is working on a deal with them, per Adam Schefter. So it seems like his preference is to stay in Jacksonville, and I understand why. You go to New England. New England can't sell you on championships anymore because Tom's not there and Belichick is not there. So I walk into that building and see those Super Bowls. That means nothing to me right now.
Yeah,
it's great, but I wasn't a part of those.
This is a new
What are you looking at moving forward? If you had Tom and Bill Belichick, then okay, we could talk about some things, but you don't have neither.
In a division with Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen and the Miami Dolphins, like, no thanks.
Exactly. So I would, if I was him, I would try to work out a deal to stay in Jacksonville. Now, whether he's successful at that, it's a different story. But you're right. Why isn't, and the Titans could be. The Titans could be in a situation where they're just waiting because there's only two, it seems like there are only two players in this. New England and Jacksonville, and only Jacksonville because he really wants to stay in Jacksonville. So what would it take you, Tennessee, to sort of move him off that?
Yeah.
And do you think he's worth it?
I mean, at this point, what a player is quote-unquote worth might have to shift because the free agent wide receiver market is shrinking, and you need a receiver. Darnell Mooney just signed with the Atlanta Falcons. That was one that whose name had kind of been in Grim Gruen's with the Tennessee Titans. Some rumors coming out that the Titans could be interested in Darnell Mooney. Well, he just signed with the Falcons. You know, T. Higgins wants a trade, but are you in on the T. Higgins trade market? I don't know if that's the wisest decision for this team
right
now.
It seems like T. Higgins really want to stay in Cincinnati, but they just can't, you know, work it out. My thing, the receiver position to me is a it's a volatile situation from a signing standpoint for this reason. That I would say that position, the quarterback position, but you very seldom do you see quarterbacks moving, or the left tackle position, because you see immediately the impact or the non-impact. You see the impact of a receiver or you see the non-impact of a receiver immediately.
We've seen it here.
Exactly. So you saw the impact of a D-hop to this team.
The non-impact of trading away A.J.
Exactly,
Brown.
Exactly. So you saw the non-impact of a Treylon Burks, and that was via draft. You get to see these moves that are made with that position. You get to see very early on whether it's going to help your organization or whether it's not. And if fans see that it's not helping, then they're going to immediately start going in on you. That's why you got to be very careful when you sign a wide receiver. You have to, because you got to see where he came from, how he was used, the system he was used in. because every guy can't navigate through systems. Every guy can't navigate through organizations. There are only a few that are able to have just as much success that they had with their former team than they're having, you know, just as much success as they're having with their current team than they had with their former team. Why? Because that position, even now, that position is, you know, it's tricky. So when you sign a guy, you better get it right. That's why people were so, like, up in arms when Christian Kirk signed. They were like, listen, he was okay with the Houston Texans. Was he at Houston? What was
Arizona.
He? Arizona. He was good, okay, yeah. He was, and that was a team that threw the ball a lot. And now you're signing him to number one money, basically, mm-hmm. or giving him much more than what people thought. And you don't know whether this is going to work out or not. Well, they saw very quickly that it was going to work out. So nobody said anything else about it. People were like, oh, that's a great deal. You know, check mark for Jacksonville. That's why you got to be careful when you sign wide receivers. Just because they're a big name, just because they have production somewhere else, you got to make sure when you bring him over that he fits exactly what you want to do as an organization or as an offense.
And look, if the Titans don't think that Calvin Ridley fits, then you don't spend the money on him.
Yeah.
But if not Ridley, then who? Hollywood Brown?
No, don't. He's Tyler what Boyd? Is he, a three? I don't know why people are trying to push him into the starting lineup.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, he's
I'm
not a one or a two. I mean, and people talk about his speed. Yes, he has speed, but he hasn't shown it.
Yeah.
Like, he has not shown it. There was a reason Baltimore didn't want to pay him. There was a reason why they traded him away. Mm-hmm. Even though he was coming off a 1,000-yard season, there was a reason why they chose to trade him away to Arizona. There's a reason why Arizona isn't signing him back. Exactly. So, fans, Titan fans, don't just rush out and scream Marquise Brown just because he, quote-unquote, has speed. I understand what his 40 time says, but he didn't look like that last year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And he hasn't looked like that all but one year in his career.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player, but he's not a guy that you're going to spend, you know, that I'm going to spend extra money on the first day of free agency. But then again, free agency hasn't officially started. So tomorrow, it may be a different story.
I just don't know what other options you have out there.
Yeah, it's
you
not
can
many.
Trade for T. Higgins. I don't know if that's the best course of action. You've got Hollywood Brown. You've got Calvin Ridley. I don't know how aggressive
you know,
the Titans
I would
to
kick the tires.
Calvin Ridley.
On
Tyler Boyd. Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham. I like Odell Beckham, but he's a 3 or 4.
3 or 4
right now. He's a 3 or 4 at best right now. And I just wish he wasn't injured so much. I would have loved to see what his career would have been had he not got injured. But Cam Sutton. It's still out there. It seems like Denver, they just got rid of Judy. Not Cam Sutton.
Cortland
Sutton. Cam Sutton is the cornerback. Cortland Sutton, it seems like Denver may want to move away from Sutton because they have Mims Jr., who's a pretty good receiver for them. So kick the tires and see what they're asking for from Denver.
But what's Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton is he's a two.
He's a two.
He can probably flex into that one every once in a while, but I think he's a two. But outside of that, right now, as we speak, there's not, other than Calvin Ridley, there's not many guys that I'm just like, you got to go get.
No. I mean, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, pick up the phone, give him a call.
Well, didn't you have him already?
Yeah, but that's what I want to know is like, who's your number one receiver this year?
Right now, your number one is...
It's D-Hop.
D-Hop.
Because you don't have anyone else.
Yeah, D-Hop. But then again, I say this, and it's no disrespect, because I understand when you say things about guys take it as disrespect, and it's like, oh, you're just a disrespect. No, I'm not. The only reason I say these things is because I've been through it. I understand it. I see it. I've seen it. Excuse me. If D-Hop is your number one wide receiver, then you're going to be limited in what you need, what you're able and capable of doing as an offense. We saw him as your number one last year, and he was good, but your offense wasn't as explosive right. as it needed to be. D-Hop, if they got them a bona fide number one guy, D-Hop will extend his career even more.
what did Rand say? What has Brian Callahan said about this the new offense? It's getting faster. Yeah, stretching the field. I love D-Hop.
Yeah.
He's not going to help you stretch the field or get faster. You need more.
He is who he is, and he's a Hall of Famer, but those Hall of Fame days are behind him. Now he's a good receiver in this league, but you need speed to go along with him being a good receiver. You need somebody else that can take some of the defense away from him.
Right into your phones on this coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace. And hey, join 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and Guinness for Pinewood Madness Patio SEC Watch Party this Friday. 102.5 The Game will be broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So stop by and enter for your chance to win tickets to see Green Day. Showcase your skills in Pinewood Social's arcade basketball game competition. Win tournament tickets and watch all of the televised games on their jumbo LED screen. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events. Caroline Willie D. Mace, we're brought to you by Zen Sports. To earn cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Some moves around the NFL. Linebacker Patrick Queen is headed from Baltimore to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The New York Giants are signing quarterback Drew Lock. I'm guessing on a, low backup quarterback kind of deal. Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens. Darnell Mooney to the Atlanta Falcons. The Texans traded for running back Joe Mixon. Am I missing anything from big moves that happened today? New England is pushing for Calvin Ridley, but nothing official yet. If I'm Calvin Ridley, I am not touching New England with a 10-foot pole, but that's Calvin Ridley's business. I want to get into some of your thoughts on the moves in free agency, the Titans' moves in free agency, and, of course, Derrick Henry to the Baltimore Ravens signing a 2-year, $16 million deal up to $20 million. Adam in Portland is on the line. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up, Adam?
Caroline, you sound sad.
Well, I'm sad because the Titans should have signed Patrick Queen. They need linebackers. What are we doing?
Yeah, I thought they should have signed
him.
What are we doing? Who's playing linebacker? You? Adam, are you playing linebacker?
They don't want me playing linebacker, and I don't want to play linebacker for them, to be honest with you. Hey, look, we hate Baltimore, Caroline, so that's one thing. So, number one, I know he's a great player. Let somebody else have Baltimore. It's the same way with Derrick Henry, all right? When Derrick Mason left here and went to Baltimore, I still love Derrick, but I hated that he went there. Both things can be true. Like, I don't want him to play running back for the Titans anymore because I feel like our offense has to run through it. Well, there's only if you think about it, three or four teams now that are run heavy teams. You know, everybody else is trying to go the same way, and I'm kind of happy, and I'm actually interested to see, especially since we don't have to play them, what that looks like. I think that offense could be fun to watch. You know, and I could still love to see that guy play football. I just don't want him on our team anymore. You know, it's okay. I think it's almost blasphemy to be you don't want Derrick Henry on our team. No, he would be I don't know, in his 10th, 12th year as a running back. That just is impossible. It doesn't happen anymore. And I feel like he left us on top, you know? And so it can only go downhill for him at this point. Hopefully he does well, but I don't know. I just hear everybody, you're bummed out. Everybody online bummed out. I'm like, man, just let the guy go play football. I mean, I still love him. I just don't want him to play here anymore.
Look, I'm bummed out, but I get it.
Yeah.
And I think that's how a lot of Titans fans feel. And thank you for your call, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
It's always hard to see a legend leave. It's even harder to see a legend leave and go to a rival that has, I know that salt in the wound from when, Steve went to Baltimore, when you went to Baltimore, now Derrick Henry to Baltimore. It just feels like the Titans are a Baltimore Ravens factory. And so I get it. I understand Titans fans maybe feeling a little bit conflicted of hate to see you go, but excited for the future. And that's okay to feel that way.
Yeah. And I think it's because I would tend to believe that, there are a group of people that are upset that it happened and he went to Baltimore, that y'all didn't experience you know, when it happened long ago, and when they were actually, we were in the same division. It was a true rivalry. Like, it was a true rivalry. It's not that anymore, because they play at the most once a year. May play in the playoffs, may not, but you don't see the Baltimore Ravens as much. Now, if Derrick Henry would have went to the Houston Texans or the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Indianapolis Colts, then that would have been different, because you would have seen him twice a year.
The Texans were reportedly interested.
Yes, and had he went to the Texans, that would have just been – I would have seen that more as, like, damn – he did that, then, you know, him going to Baltimore, because you would have to face him twice a year. Oof. And you would see firsthand what he looks like, and you would have to follow him because he's in the same division.
I was going to say the Texans would have done that out of spite.
Exactly. Like, they just did it just because.
You don't even want him.
You don't really need him. You don't want him, but you just got him because you didn't want us to have
just
him.
Just and you wanted stick it
exactly.
To him.
But, I mean, it's just not the same. Then I think a lot of it is carryover from when we all were in the same division together. Them beating us in 2000, you know, that playoffs, and then them going on to win the Super Bowl, and then us beating them 2 years later at their place. So there's a lot of history. Right now there's history, but it's not. I think a lot of the anger is built up history from the past and from what has happened here lately, but it's not like what it used to be. So even though I still consider Baltimore a rival of Tennessee, but I would tend to think in this day and age, Houston, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, really Indianapolis is more of a rival now.
Yeah.
Because they're in the same division. They play each other close games all the time. It goes back and forth. And it means something when you play those teams year in and year out. It means if you win, more than likely you have an opportunity to win the division. If you don't, then the odds of you winning the division is very slim.
And it's still the history there. And I'm not going to act like I was here during the peak of that Titans-Ravens rivalry, maybe, you know, when you went to Baltimore. But I know that history there. And I know that stings.
Yeah.
But one texter texts in and says, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson have a combined 4 playoff wins. I don't think they'll have the success that many people predict.
Well, they may. They may not.
I also don't think that's a really fair metric to evaluate.
Playoff wins. Yeah. I mean, they got to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, Derrick Henry, if that's the case, then why did you want to keep him? If you're basing it upon that metric, because they didn't win much in the playoffs when he was here.
I would say Lamar Jackson, I think that the narrative already exists about Lamar Jackson. You add a Derrick Henry, you make a move like that to prove that, look, we're going for the Super Bowl. We are firmly in a window. We have a contending team.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar's going to have to start winning more playoff games.
Oh, of course he's going to have to. Listen, he's going to have to play better than he did against Kansas City, and maybe, just maybe, the whole game plan was wrong, or it not necessarily wrong, but let's just say they probably should have stuck with what got them there, in a sense. Like, yes, Lamar's going to do his thing, but also let Lamar understand, like, listen, this is the playoffs. Like, this ain't a time where you need to show where we can go arm for arm with Patrick Mahomes.
Because you can't.
Because Patrick's in a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
What you need to do is do the one thing that Patrick can't do, and that is throw and run the football effectively. You run just as well as you throw the football. You are a much better quarterback than what you have been, but that skill set that scares teams more than anything, use it when you get in the playoffs. And I don't think, as good as Lamar is, I think he went into that game trying to prove that he's just as good a passer than Patrick Mahomes, or even better. And I understand that from the standpoint, but that's in the regular season. Prove that in the regular season.
Don't let your ego get in the way of playoffs, getting to the Super Bowl.
You go to Monken and say, let's just do whatever we need to do to win this football game.
And did the and we're talking about a divisional round game now in March, but I mean, it was Zay Flowers, right?
Yeah.
Had Zay Flowers caught that ball and didn't commit that penalty, would the Ravens have
been
in the Super Bowl?
Or if he hadn't fumbled the ball going in, and I feel bad for the kid, and he will have other opportunities. I pray that he does have other opportunities to redeem himself on that. But there were mistakes.
But it all falls on Lamar. He's the quarterback.
But getting Derrick Henry takes that pressure off of him. I hope it does. Because now I don't have to do everything. I can run when I need to run. And I can throw the football. But Derrick Henry is going to take some of that pressure away from me where I can get a ball to Derrick 15, 20, 25 times in the playoffs. Hell, I can give it to him 30 times. And we can control the game that way. And we can beat a Kansas City now because in our minds, we have a legitimate, like legit run game now.
And it's also adding just the threat of Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. Look, Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins are fine and all.
Oh, they're good backs, but
they don't elicit the same kind of fear that Derrick Henry does. That's what we talked about a lot about this past season was if Derrick Henry is on the field, you don't have to give him the ball, but if he's on the field, you force the defense to pay attention to him. I think that's going to be the same thing for the Ravens.
But yet and still, you still have that 1-2. If you want to use it, you still have that 1-2 punch in running the football, which I thought they could have used better here in Nashville with Derrick Henry and Tajay Spears. They could have used it better than what they did. But I guess they just didn't – they didn't know how to because they didn't want to be totally disrespectful to Derrick Henry, and I understand it. But then again, it's like we want to give this young guy some touches, and I don't think they balanced it out. Well, Baltimore is not in that position because they were like, listen, the respect we showed you is by the amount of money we paid you. Now we're going to do what we feel is best moving forward to win football games. You're going to be a part of it, but there's going to be situations where you're running the ball 30 times and we need you, or you're running the ball 20 times and you're just a part of what we're doing from an offensive standpoint.
We're going to force defenses to spread out.
Exactly.
I know, to Adam's point, I know that everyone in this town hates Baltimore.
Oh, of course.
But they're going to be really freaking good.
But I tell you one thing. Listen, if the Titans were in the Ravens' position, meaning where they're at now, knocking on the door, I would have been screaming, keep Derrick Henry. Why? Because to game plan against them is you don't want to have to do that. And if he stayed here and they were close to winning the Super Bowl, then teams would have had the game plan for him. You got your young quarterback. You got some weapons outside. But they're not in that space, you know. They're in a space where they're building this team back up. And unfortunately, Derrick Henry is not a part of their future. He's a part of Baltimore's immediate future. Why? Because they feel they're on the right track to win a Super Bowl this upcoming season or possibly next season.
I don't think you can make Derrick Henry part of anyone's future. Because I don't know how long of a future Derrick Henry
future
has.
You can,
part of
but
the now.
The now, yeah.
The
but
now.
For 3-4 years down the line, nah. But then again, Derrick Henry is just a different back.
If anyone can do it, Derrick Henry can do it.
Yeah, he's still lifting buildings and pulling
tractor
trailers and monster trucks. He's still doing that. So he still can have a great year. So.
Caleb and Gallatin texts in on the wide receiver market, says, am I wrong for still believing in Burks? If we could get Ridley, I think we could have a pretty scary wide receiver room if Burks can do something this year. And I would agree. Mm-hmm. But if, and that's a big if, because Burks has been unreliable to stay on the field, unreliable when he is on the field. So if Treylon Burks comes to fruition as the kind of player that the Titans expected him to be when they drafted him in the 18th overall pick, then great. I can't count on that.
Well, I guarantee you they will give him every opportunity to be the guy they thought he was going to be when they drafted. They're going to give him every opportunity. I guarantee you that. Now it's up to Treylon to make do on that opportunity that the Titans are going to give him. Listen, they're not just because they got a new coaching staff, they're not just going to throw him to the wayside. The kid has talent. You see it. It just hasn't been on the field enough. So Brian Callahan, his coaching, his offensive coaching staff, and Rand, I think they're going to give him another opportunity. I don't think they're going to give him another opportunity. It's just whether he steps up mm-hmm. and become that player. Okay, let me not even say step up, because it's not like he's trying to get injured or he's trying to not be that great player that he wants to be. It just all needs to come together for him this year, for his football career, not just for his career here in Nashville. He needs to be dedicated to ball. He needs to eat, breathe, drink, watch, think ball. That's all he needs to do. And sometimes it may be at the detriment of his family, meaning he can't spend as much time with them. But this is it for him. This year, this is it. He has to show people that he's about ball. That's what, you know, that's what GMs want now. They want to be able to walk in a room, talk to you, and know you are about ball. Why? Because these GMs are putting in the time. These head coaches are putting in the time. The coaching staff are putting in the time. And they're taking time away from their family to try to make you the best player that you can possibly be. You got to reciprocate that to them. It has, everything that you do moving forward, Traylon, has to be about ball. That's it. If you're determined and you're dedicated to the sport. If you're not, then it's not going to be about ball. And frankly, if it's not about ball to them, they don't want you. I don't care how much your talent exceeds anything else. If it's not about ball, they don't want you. You got to make sure it's about ball with you, and they know it's about ball. Don't talk about it. Show them that it's all about football for you. Let your family know. Hey, listen, I love y'all. I know y'all are going to be there, but for the next 10 months, it's about ball for me. Because if it's about ball for me, it's going to help all of us.
Mm-hmm. Coaches don't have enough time.
They don't.
To wait around and hope that you can come mm-hmm. to fruition. You have to do that yourself.
Yeah.
We're wrapping up with your thoughts and your phone calls, plus the rest of our to-do list for the Titans in free agency. Now, they've got a good start, but they still have positions to fill. We'll get into the rest of our Titans wish list, if you will, and we'll do that coming up next. Tune in to 102.5, 106.3 The Game today as Vanderbilt baseball takes on Indiana at Hawkins Field, with pregame beginning at 5:45 and first pitch at 6 p.m. Coverage also available on the 102.5 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're broadcasting from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. So the Titans so far in free agency, they have signed Tony Pollard at the running back position, center Lloyd Cushenberry, cornerback Chidobe Awuzie, inside linebacker Kenneth Murray Jr. D. Mays, what is at the top of your Titans to-do list as the league new year starts tomorrow?
Wow. What's at the top of the list?
Position-wise.
Position-wise, there's not – I would say wide receiver, but, I mean, other than Calvin Ridley, you know, I think they missed their shot on getting a guy, and that was Darnell Mooney. I think they should have, you know – really went out there and tried to, you know, get him. Now, I wouldn't have overpaid, but I would have tried to get into the Darnell Mooney sweepstakes, because I think he's a really good receiver in this league. And, you know, teaming him up with a young quarterback, and I just thought that would have worked out. So, X the wide receiver, because I don't think there's any other. Marquise Brown, no. Don't even talk to me about Marquise Brown. I would think.
Why do you hate Marquise Brown so much?
Because, I mean, people are so. Just go watch the guy. People are so enamored. Don't tell me about his damn speed, please. If you tell me about his speed, that means you don't watch him. If you sit here and your number one thing is, oh, he has speed, then damn it, you hadn't watched the thing that he's done. Because I watched him in Baltimore, and I watched him in Arizona. And yes, he has speed, but he doesn't use it, okay? There's a reason why Baltimore chose why they traded him away right before a big contract, because they feel he wasn't worth it. They were not going to pay him. He was a good player for them, an okay player for them, but he wasn't worth what he was probably seeking. Arizona, same thing. They're like, we tried it. It didn't work. You're not that speed that everybody talked about. We didn't see it. So, people, why do you want to bring him here? Stop with the 4-3. If he ran a 4-3, but he don't play a 4-3. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, people, okay? There are some guys that run a 4-5, but play a 4-3.
Speed doesn't always equate.
Exactly. So, to me, no. So, take the wide receiver mark. I think they need a safety. I think they need to go out and get a safety. They need another corner. Whether they fill that through free agency or the draft, I think they need another corner. And then, to me, if they go out and get another interior offensive lineman, you don't have to break the bank for depth purposes. But again, come June, if they don't sign more people now, there will be guys that are June 1st cuts that may end up getting cut that you can then, kind of double back and see what's out there then. So it's not the end. It's just the beginning of free agency. And then we got the draft, and then there are going to be other guys cut. So what I would like them to see do in free agency is address the safety position, mm-hmm. possibly get another corner. And an interior lineman.
You need another linebacker. Need another inside linebacker, and also probably an outside linebacker as well. Mm-hmm. Need another corner. Mm-hmm. Chidobe Awuzie, I think, will be a good piece there. You need another mm-hmm. body. And I think you might need to go out and find a starting right tackle. A starting right tackle, because you might have depth there. Look, Dylan Raidens and Jalen Duncan, those might be fine depth pieces, plug-and-play kind of swing tackles. Mm-hmm. I don't know how great I feel about Dylan Raidens being your starting right tackle going into this season. Need to address the offensive line. You need to find a receiver. Get in on the Calvin Ridley sweepstakes, because mm-hmm. the market doesn't look very robust. You need a corner. You need an inside linebacker. Good start for the Titans. Not even near the end of filling all of these holes, especially in free agency. That is going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Stillman & Company's up next.
Be loved and love on your people. Peace.